Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Time now for headlines as we predict what will happen on Sunday as the Packers take on the Vikings at Lambeau Field.
Packers Hall of Famer Mark Tauscher.
I'm going to do something crazy.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio at ESPN Madison.
I'm going to say kissing cousins, pack bikes tie.
And celebrating 10 great years on ESPN Wisconsin.
He missed it again! And we'll end crazy game in a tie. Oh my goodness.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. And it begins with that question. I don't know, Jesse, the people that have been on hold all this time, did they like read my mind on what the question was going to be? What happened?
I don't know. I was going to take the... I haven't talked to these people who are on hold. I'm going to talk to them off.
Wait, you said... Tell me how that works logistically. You answer the phone and say, Wilde and Tausch, can you hold, please?
Yeah, Wilde and Tausch, please hold.
Okay, so now, all right, you go find out what they want. Tausch and I will talk amongst ourselves. So, Tausch, question...
They can't say who the sleeper is, right? Like, that's...
I don't know what these people are calling. It could be...
It's Jesse's job.
It could be a contest winner who hasn't gotten their prize. Well, it could be somebody wants to talk about Giannis. I don't know what these calls are. I'm going to go find out.
You ain't vetting nothing, no boy. You know that.
You would be shocked at what I actually do vet back here.
Okay, that's you're true, right, I would be
because we don't think there's much that you do.
Just imagine all how right. much different this show could be, is all I'm going to say about that.
Thank you for your service, sir. I only know that voice at the
end.
I'm
busy now. Go do a show. I'm busy.
Tausch, who was the big winner of the offseason program in your mind?
Javon Bullard. This is what I would say.
Why say you that,
He made the big pick. I mean, there's only a few things to really take a look at.
Yeah.
And so there's a couple of guys now you're talking about on the field and just in listening to.
Yeah, not getting new contracts.
I'm not going to put Christian Watson or Jaden Reed in that equation.
Agreed.
But you just listen to Matt LaFleur. I think the excitement level for Bullard is very high. He makes a big play. After the touchdown the other day, the wow throw that was heard around the world, or at least in Packer Twitter sphere. And it seems as if everything's lining up. We asked about dogs and who's going to be the alphas and who's going to kind of take ownership, and people are saying this young man. His role is going to be more defined. I think he's going to be on the field all the time. It just feels as if he's one of those guys that you have two established safeties. You got a lot of questions at other spots. It feels like he is one of the guys that is an answer to a lot of questions that we have posed about what this team needs to be better. A lot of it comes back Javon Bullard to me. And that's why I would think he is primed for a big boy season, healthy, ready to roll, going to be in different spots, moving him around. I feel like he is one of the guys that they're really counting on. And I think his arrow is pointing up in a big way.
So I voted for Jagger Burton because when you're a rookie, no one is saying he's going to be a starter on opening day at this point. But as you well know, during your training camp as a rookie, like, I don't know what your career arc looks like if Earl's back doesn't lock up and you don't get all that work that you got in the offseason and in the training camp, right? Like, it accelerated your development to become a really, really good NFL player. And I'm not saying that Jagger Burton is going to have an 11-year NFL career like you, but he got a boost early in terms of opportunity. Even if this stuff isn't as productive as what you went through in off seasons, it's certainly not as productive as the work you got in the preseason. And I am not in any way comparing you and him your career arcs are different. He got more opportunities in college right away. He was a 4- or 5-star recruit in the state of Kentucky, where you walked on and are a self-made success story. Not that he didn't make his own success, but there were expectations when he got to Kentucky. He faced different adversity. But he got an opportunity that not a lot of rookies got. Yeah, Brandon Cisse got a few snaps with the ones every day. But for the vast majority of the snaps with the number one defense, it was Bullard in the slot, it was Keyshawn Nixon on one side, and it was Carrington Valentine on the other, and Evan Williams and Xavier McKinney at safety. That's what it was. And so the guy that got so much work with the starters that you weren't expecting was obviously Jagger Burton. So that's why I picked him. But I think there are other answers that make sense. And I think that, look, there's no doubt. And I talked to Bull for a little while late in camp. And he would be a great guest if Jesse had his finger on the dump button. Because there, I don't know who would win the, like, we have the Tom Mulhern Award. Who swears a lot? Like, who's well known for profanity? Like, I think back, like, you know, Eddie Murphy, Richard Pryor in their stand-up eras swore a lot. But between Javon Bullard and Sean Ryan, they require heavy editing to use their quotes in my written stories. But he's really, I think he's, and Matt LaFleur's answer to me when I asked about him, you know, I think he's played some damn good football. Even Matt LaFleur had a swear on a lighter version when I asked him about him. He's played some damn good football his first years. I agree, but I think Javon Bullard is poised to be a breakout guy for them. I really do. And so I think your choice is good. I'm going to put this on Twitter where I promote the show and get very little engagement because I no longer have my blue check mark that I paid for a year, and I didn't see really much of a bump from it. We will continue this conversation. There are Jesse's gotten to the phones. He has checked in with those callers, and at least one stayed on the line and wants to discuss Giannis. So not to say that this is like potpourri on Jeopardy, but if you want to talk about the off-season program, if you want to discuss Giannis,
Cooper Pratt's debut tonight. Sure. Schmorgy Tuesday.
Schmorgy. Yeah, it's a schmorgy. 844-770-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. Liz is more. That's the number you call if you want to be on the show. The number you call if you've been injured in an accident is Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. David and his team are the absolute best. I so appreciate their support of the show and their friendship. And I am glad that I've never needed them, and I never want them to have to represent Paula or Maddie and Sid or me because we've been injured. I hope we never have to make that call. But if you have to make that call, make it. And make sure that they are on your team because they will win for you. Gruber Law Offices. Go to the website, gruber-law.com, to find out more. We will get to some of your calls on this. It is Tuesday. We don't usually take calls on Tuesday based on our reputation. But we're happy to do
short
so.
Short week, though.
On the Carbless Talk and Text line, Liz is more. 844-770-3776. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Before we get to Steve in Milwaukee,
he said he's only got a couple of minutes. Just
I know. I just wanted to say that we've got Jacob in the Milwaukee YouTube comments, who and this is how he describes himself. I am a compulsive gambler. It is an awful thing if this guy, meaning Sorsby, has a gambling problem. I would say stay way away. If the show would like to hear about it, I'd gladly tell them. So I'm intrigued, and I think the first step in a problem is acknowledging you have a problem. And I think someone with that kind of life experience, I'd be very curious to understand that better, because I think I would probably have that same issue if I were to start gambling. I would throw a lot of good money after bad, chasing the first $100 I lost. So that's something we could explore a little bit later. Let's go to Steve, who does not want to talk about gambling. He may be a compulsive gambler. I don't know. But what he wants to talk about is Giannis. Steve, good morning. Welcome to Wildy Tausch. How you doing?
Good morning. My wife and I go gambling. It's every 10 years. And once we lose $5, we leave. So that's we're willing.
Sounds like a smart way
to go. Just real quick, my wife and I were out for a late brunch. Duncan Robinson was there. So we even looked it up, and again, he might be a doppelganger, but his face is kind of, I should say that. It's a look that's hard to miss. I'm 90% sure Duncan Robinson was in town this past weekend. He could have family, I don't know, but I thought it was kind of curious as far as what could get in the mix with Giannis.
A little on the ground reporting, I like that.
Where'd you go to brunch with Duncan Robinson?
Do they sell ice cream? Wait a minute.
One of the guys that works there supposedly has an inside scoop, and I said I wouldn't say anything, so I won't say where it was. It was downtown Milwaukee, though. So it's it's good. So you know what? It's 90% sure. I looked up the face. My wife said this got to be him, 6'7", 6'8", white guy, and familiar look. So it's you never know.
And he plays for the Pistons now?
He does. He does.
Okay. I just remember there's a clip of him. He is the poster boy of the gather and how many steps you're able to take. I remember watching a clip of him getting the ball, and he travels, in my mind, like 5 to 6 different times and never gets called for it and then makes a three. That's interesting.
There's no traveling. There's no traveling in the NBA this last 10 years, so I'm not sure if you can call that or not. But.
Okay, he traveled to Milwaukee. Am I right? My interest is peaked. Thanks for the call, Steve. That's good stuff. Tausch, this is again.
So Steve thinks that we could be going. That Giannis could be going to the Pistons. Is that that's the genesis?
Yeah, there's maybe some three
involved.
Or four team action there, right? Again, I first of all, Steve sounds like a credible fellow. He and his wife gamble once every 10 years. So I appreciate that tidbit. We always have to be respectful, in my opinion, of people like Steve who have this kind of oddball information, right? Because again, when the Kansas City Chiefs signed their quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, to his first lucrative contract extension, the news was broken not by Shefty, not by Rap Sheet, but by a cashier at the liquor store in suburban Kansas City when they came to buy a bunch of champagne to celebrate. So, yeah. Brunch with Duncan Robinson, I am not going to poo-poo.
Okay.
Are you?
Yeah, I continue to say let's get more teams involved. The more the merrier. That should bring back a bigger haul for the Milwaukee Bucks. So as long as it's not a one-for-one with the Heat, I think we'll end up being a lot happier as Bucks fans. So if that means the big dude from Detroit, however you want to start piecing this whole thing together, and I'm not overly concerned. It's up to the team trading for Giannis to figure all of that out. You know, whether or not he's going to sign an extension, Yeah, I get it. That's going to make it more likely to be able to execute a trade. But that's not my concern if I'm John Horst. Not at this point.
We will continue to monitor the Giannis story, obviously. Tausch, ultimately, the draft is a week from today. Is he a Buck next Tuesday?
No.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. But I do, like, I wish Matt Arnold was involved.
Isn't John Horst one of your buddies?
Yeah, he's good at what he does. I feel like he has gotten a big-time bum rap because he has tried everything to make his superstar happy, traded all kinds of different players, kept players longer than he should have, and yet it's all going to end up the same way. And I don't want to get clipped, but I will say, and Evan made a good point when he said, you know, for the Miami trade to potentially happen, Jesse's switching to a single camera angle, so I'm gonna perhaps abort this.
We're gonna clip you.
Yeah. Then I'm not gonna say it. We need to get to break anyway on time. Need to tell you about Associated Bank instead.
You're gonna deprive our fans of a great take about John Horst and Giannis and the Milwaukee Bucks.
How do you know it's a great take?
Because you were about to say something.
I just gave my take
important.
On John Horst. It was not going to be on John Horst. It was going to be on Giannis.
Well, you're depriving our fan. I thought you were a conduit to the fans. Now you're depriving them of a critical piece of information.
You're the one depriving them. If you don't
Shame
clip
on
it,
you.
I'm happy to say it.
Shame
I'm
on you.
Happy to say it. No, don't put me in that position. Put me in a great position, though, to save money and get some awesome extra perks with Associated Bank's Brewers checking. You're already a Brewers fan. Why not take advantage of all the great things that come with being a Brewers fan and an Associated Bank fan? 20% off at the Team Store. You want to get a new Miz jersey? Maybe the Wisco version from the Brewers Team Store? Well, you can save 20% off with your Brewers card. You can save up to 50% off home game tickets when you use your Brewers checking account. You can get express entry into AmFam Field through the Associated Bank entrance. You can get pre-sale access to designated concerts and non-baseball events at AmFam Field. And you can save money both on the famous Racing Sausages 5K and 10K run and walk and on the Brewers Baseball Academy when you register for that. Go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. More Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Did PCA last night hit for the cycle and then get picked off of first base while he was getting a standing ovation?
He did hit for the cycle.
And then he got picked off, apparently, while he was basking in the crowd's response? That's, oh, Pete Crow Armstrong.
Why do
you
hate,
rascal.
Why do we hate this guy so much? Just because he's the Cubs' best player?
You I don't know. You're the one who called him Petulant Pete last year when we were playing against that. You tell us why
you
don't
use Twitter.
Him.
Well, remind me. He has not. I'll say this: he hasn't left an indelible mark on me that I remember. So tell me what exactly why we hate him.
I don't hate him. I just thought it was a funny little clip that I just saw.
You brought that up because you thought that. Well, he's up for a reason.
He's a very emotional player. He's a bit of a whiny baby if you're not a fan of the Cubs. He loves rallying around like the Cubs fans. He loves getting everybody on. Now the Cubs fans are starting to turn on a little bit because he hasn't been as good. Yeah, he tries to embrace everything that it means about being one of the faces of the Chicago Cubs, for better
or
worse.
Who would be our Petulant Pete? Who is the Milwaukee Brewers' Petulant Pete?
Miz.
What?
Miz is a whiner?
No, he's not a whiner, but he's very emotional and expressive when he comes off the mat. Uribe with the whole crotch chop thing.
Yeah, that was.
He's in there too.
That wasn't what we were looking for.
But I would guess other fan bases don't necessarily enjoy when Miz gets a big strikeout. He kind of gallops off the mound, does a big, you know, fist bump celebration. Like, I could see Cardinals fans and Cubs fans be like, hey, settle down, buddy. It's the third inning. Like, one of those types of things.
I don't know why. Here's how I ended up seeing that, by the way. Josh DiMaggio sent me a clip of the Packers running a fullback dive to John Kuhn on 2nd and 9 in 2010, which picked up the first down. I have no earthly idea why Joshy sent that to me in this exact moment. But then the next video, because then it automatically plays the next video, it was Pete Crow Armstrong getting picked off after he hit for the cycle. Jesse, you had put together, or ESPN had, this rookie impact power rankings. And it kind of dovetails nicely with our discussion of Jagger Burton. As I picked him as my winner of the offseason, and I'm posting that to Twitter to see if we get some other engagement from other fans who want to give their thoughts. What is this, and how did the Packers even fare in this with only six guys that are even in consideration for such a question?
I think you might be misunderstanding. This does not exist. This was me volunteering you to create your power rankings of the top six from 1 to 6, the rookie impact that these players will have for the Green Bay Packers in 2026. This does not exist.
You're assigning me work now?
Yeah, you're going to do this for us. Yeah. I'm intrigued to know Jason Wilde's power rankings of the six Packers rookie draft picks, and from least impactful to most impactful in the 2026 season, since these are the six guys plus a few others who are working out in Green Bay this week. We're talking about rookie draft picks earlier in the show. I think this is a great time for Jason Wilde to share from what he's observed so far the impact that these guys will have.
So let me get this straight. So you're texting with me this morning about the Steinhoffel sleeper of the last 10 years. And you didn't think to say, hey, I've got this thing planned on the show sheet. I'm going to assign you some homework. So I could have done it before I scrolled up to this headline in the rundown and known that you had assigned me work. That never crossed your mind to let me know so I could have done it by now?
I'm sorry, you read something and didn't comprehend it the right way, and you're blaming me for that? That seems like something I would do.
First of all, I read the headline, Rookie Impact Power Rankings, and yes, I did not read further, but again, not all of us read the entire show
sheet. Isn't that rich? You always give everybody grief for just reading the headline and not clicking, and then you're Mr. Click-Through. You decide not to, and now you're blaming Jesse? I got to take Team Jesse on this one.
You can definitely take Team Jesse on that. I will get to work on my assignments, and we will move trivia.
We got a lot of other assignments for you, too. We need the top 10 games throughout this 10-year anniversary run that you covered. We have your top 10 players, top 10 most intriguing interviews. We're all looking at it, the top 10 of Wilde of the Wilde and Tao show. We're going to need you to cover all that too. So just beware. Bring your own bewaredness. That is going to be a part of this 10-year celebration. Okay? So don't get blindsided. It is coming.
I also could use some help with trivia one of these days coming up, if you wouldn't mind writing some questions for that too.
I appreciate the heads up, Tausch. Thank you for that.
You bet.
I feel like I am getting assigned a lot of work. It's interesting.
Well, it's a slow time of the year. You don't have there's slow time. You got plenty of time now.
Might have to take a few days off from the show so I can get all that done.
That's fine. That'd be great. Come back fresh.
I'd like to take a day off idea. And take a day off. All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to play trivia now so I can get my homework.
Trey Smack has to be at the top of this list.
I just didn't think it was going to be. Yeah,
since Jason's not going to. I'll give you my three. Or I guess you want me to just rank the six?
No. No.
Because you have an assignment.
By the way,
you have to do it.
By the way.
I'm ready. I looked at the show sheet. I'm ready to go on it.
You're such a liar. You had no idea this was on the show sheet.
Trace Mack is one. And I think
this is going to be. No, don't do this now.
What do you mean don't do it? Jesse asked.
No, we'll do it at the top of the 11 o'clock hour.
All right. Well, Trace Mack is one. I'm going to tell you that right now because you can't stop me.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, I know. All right.
Not if Lucas Havre's sick, Ryan Longwell's him. Let's play some trivia. Jesse, it's Tuesday.
Is that too much? Do we give you enough lead time to read up the trivia or not? I want to just make sure. I feel like you felt ambushed. I just want to make sure that you feel comfortable so that you're good. Are you ambushed? Because it does feel, Jesse, did it not feel like Jason just thought he was ambushed?
I can understand why he felt ambushed.
So you think he was ambushed?
A little bit, yeah, but I also didn't think it would be that hard to put together your top six, you know, ranking 1-6, the rookie impacts in 2026.
We don't want yeah? Little JC all ambushed. We want little JC to feel comfortable. So we don't want him ambushed.
It's been a bit of a roller coaster show today. I mean, I've had questions about my employment future based on something I didn't do at Channel 3000. I mean, it's been a little stressful.
Ultimately, what this was a test of how we read the show rundown, and what I learned is nobody reads the show rundown before the show, so I don't even know why I really even do a show rundown at this point.
Oh, your show rundown is great. This is just so people understand. Rookie impact power rankings. The Green Bay Packers selected six players in the 2026 NFL draft who are all allegedly working out in Green Bay this week while everybody else gets to go eat cake and do whatever they want. Okay?
Yeah.
Then it says, how does Jason Wilde rank the six Packers rookies?
Oh, yeah. So, that sounds again, like it's pretty clear cut.
It's pretty straightforward to me. Your name's in big
Jason,
capital
don't worry.
Letters.
Hey, Jason, just like in high school, somebody else did your homework. I got it. Yeah, I got you covered. Don't worry about it.
Oh, somebody else did my homework in high school, did they?
Maybe. I don't know.
More.
I got you.
Thank you for your service.
You're welcome. Well, I got you covered. You know, that's stressful.
But you're only going to do half the homework because you're just doing three.
Well, no, I think two or three guys aren't going to make an impact. So,
well, then they would be at the bottom of the list. They'd be at six and five.
Yeah. It's right here.
10 years of this show.
It's the same sheet as the show sheet, oddly enough. And when you wave it around, it's blank at me.
It's not a show sheet. It's handwritten. You think I'm handwriting show sheets? Get out of here.
Let's play trivia. It is Tuesday, but Jesse has decided it is not Badgers Trivia Tuesday. No, no.
Yeah, we're on a summer break from Badgers Trivia.
It is Brewers Big League Debuts Trivia. Brewers Big League Debuts. Jacob Mizorowski throws over 100 miles per hour. Caller number 100 will play. Jesse, what caller do you want?
Caller number six for the six Packers rookies that you're going to rank coming up in the 11 o'clock
hour. Did you know Larry Bird played baseball at Indiana State? Did you know that? I just saw a picture of him in an Indiana State baseball uniform swinging a baseball bat.
Jesse,
you wonder
why I don't read the Dave show
Winfield,
sheet in its entirety cover
did you know
to cover.
Did you know Dave Winfield,
Dave Winfield
was
played baseball at Minnesota?
And basketball and football.
Yeah, I knew that. Didn't know about Larry Bird. Thank you for sharing that.
No, did you legit know that Larry Bird played baseball?
I did not know Larry Bird played baseball.
What's more surprising? Tony Gwynn is the all-time assist leader at San Diego State as a basketball player, or that Larry Bird played baseball?
Well, considering I knew that about Tony Gwynn, who was one of my favorite players, and I knew the Dave Winfield thing, the most surprising thing is Larry Bird, because I didn't know that.
It's crazy. Are you going to tell me Magic Johnson was a great soccer player?
Did you know Jim Brown was a great lacrosse player? At Syracuse?
I didn't.
Yeah, there you go.
I did not
know. There you go. Let's play trivia. Caller 6 right now, 844-770-3776. presented by Cousin Subs and Vortex Golf.
We're going to need Jason's power rankings of multi-sport athletes coming up a little bit later, too.
Yeah, but Jesse, you should have told me about that now. I should have waited until I got to the 11 o'clock hour of the rundown. Trivia's next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Your state, your teams, your ESPN. The ESPN Wisconsin app, customizable just to you. Find the ESPN Wisconsin app in the Apple or Android app stores today.
Let's play a little trivia presented by Cousin Subs and Vortex Golf.
Wildy and Tausch Trivia is presented by Vortex Golf, rangefinders you can bet on, and by Cousin Subs. Have a grad to celebrate? Purchase $30 in Cousin Subs gift cards and receive a free 7.5-inch sub. Cousin Subs, they believe in better.
Let's welcome in our contestants. It is Boomer in Athelstein. Boomer, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Good. You and Jesse got any plans for any meat raffles or anything coming up?
Possibly the 4th of July week, maybe.
Oh, okay.
At the Up North Super Bowl, 4th of July week. See what we can do.
Well, I'm sure you both are looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to you getting all three of these right, Boomer. Here we go. Question one is this. Which Brewers pitcher set a modern era Major League Baseball record by throwing 11 no-hit innings to begin his career? Was it Chris Capuano, Jacob Mizorowski, or 5-0 plus 6-0 Lescano hit innings?
Not bad. Not bad.
Actually, 6-0 was one of my favorite players growing up. I'll go.
Is that your answer?
Miz. Okay. No, Miz.
Not his answer.
6-0 would have been the wrong answer. I believe he was just recently added to the Brewers Walk of Fame, though, if I saw that somewhere. So congratulations to 6-0. Deservedly so. Number 16 in your program. Number one in Boomer's heart. All right, question two, Boomer.
Do we get a bell? Did we get a bell?
That I gave him the bell. Yeah.
Give
him the bell.
I don't know. There we go. Thank you. Hey, how do we feel, Boomer, how do we feel about the 4th of July being on a Saturday?
I would rather have it a Friday or a Monday, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
I don't think there's much difference if it's a Friday or a Saturday, because you get the same day off from work, the observed holiday. Like
if you're looking straight from a work standpoint, you want it a Thursday or a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Because you're probably going to grab the Monday or the Friday with it.
You want to double it up.
Is that kind of the vibe?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. That's what I was asking.
Did we just get some insight into your scheduling plans for days off? Or
no, I'm just curious what folks like, because obviously people like days off.
And some more
this
than
way,
others.
You're not really getting it. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. Question two, Boomer, is this. In 2023... which Brewers outfielder debuted in a national TV game against the Braves, which included a pair of highlight reel catches, driving in the tying and go-ahead runs, and tying the franchise record with three hits in his first career game with numerous camera shots to his family in the stands, which I watched that game. It was really entertaining, a really cool story. Was that player Garrett Mitchell, Sal Frelick, or Jackson Churio?
Jackson.
Uh-oh, Churio! Sal Frelick! Frelick! Question three, let's bounce back, Boomer. Which Brewers pitcher was set to make his major league debut in June of 2017, but didn't actually debut until August of 2017 because he was scratched minutes before his first start after suffering a hamstring injury during warm-ups. Was that pitcher?
Tough one.
Freddy Peralta, Corbin Burns, or Brandon Woodruff?
I'm gonna go with Brandon Woodruff.
That is correct. Jesse, I did not know that about Brandon.
I actually had forgotten until I looked up an article talking about Brewers debuts last night. And Brandon Woodruff made his debut in Tampa in August of 2017. He was supposed to start against the Cardinals in June, but minutes before the start, had a hamstring issue. He was removed and then waited to make his debut 2 months later.
There you have it. Boomer! Congratulations, you got 2 out of 3, which ain't bad. That's 3 of 4 entries into Friday's drawing. And, hey, if you win Friday's drawing, Jesse can bring you your prize pack when he comes up to celebrate the 4th of July with you.
Sounds good, guys. Thank you. Love you.
That is Boomer in Athelstein. Athelstein. Where is that again, Jesse? Is that by Krivitz?
Yeah, it's in the Krivitz region. Athelstein, 10 minutes outside of Krivitz or so, I'd say.
Hey, Chell, yeah. Is there any chance you two could go whitewater rafting during your 4th of July? Because I know there's great whitewater rafting up there. Is that something that you do? And maybe since you're pushing all this video content and digi only that bad boy?
Boomer.
Do a little trivia while you're whitewater
Jesse
rafting?
I'm sorry.
In a canoe.
Just want to make sure. You're not talking about like Becca and I or one of my friends. Like you want...
No, Boomer.
You want Boomer and I to meet up,
yes,
if he wins a prize pack, to meet up and go whitewater, yep, rafting together.
That is what
in
I
a
want.
Tandem
Look how
raft.
Excited you are in that photo. I think you'd be down with it.
Well, no, you can't whitewater raft in just two. I think you need to have like 6 people, I think, is usually the standard.
Oh, so well, who else would you like to sign up to go whitewater rafting with us?
I don't know. Maybe another fan that's up in that area. Obviously Becca, but I'm not sure. Is Becca going to want to go?
She would go whitewater rafting, I think. We haven't been together up there. As good as the whitewater rafting is, I hear. We haven't been. So that could be all a fun right. activity. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
Is there really that. Good whitewater rafting, or did Tausch just make
yeah.
that up?
There is.
No, there is.
They promote it. It's on the billboards.
Okay.
I mean, ideally, what I'd love to see is the Wilde family and you and Becca. It's only an hour drive for Jason to Krivitz from there. That would be ideal. I don't think that's going to happen, as Jason will put a little water slide out in his front yard. So I don't think that's going to be in play. But that would be fun, too. I bet you your girls would love to go whitewater rafting in Krivitz.
Who the hell do you actually think you are?
What do you mean? You asked what else I'd like. You asked me who else would I like to have up there, and that's what I said. I didn't say anything else.
I didn't ask you.
Jesse
and
did.
I certainly didn't volunteer. No, we're not going to go whitewater rafting with
I said
Jesse
you wouldn't.
And Boomer.
I never said
well,
you
right,
would. I said I'd like to see it.
You right? Why
that's
is
all?
I would like to see. Do I ever say I would like to see the Tauschers do
yeah,
this?
Yeah, you hand
ever.
Me off. Yes, you do that all the time, and you do it with other people. So don't get all, yeah, okay, no.
All right, there's only one logical way to settle this. The Wildies have...
We're all going whitewater.
The Wildies have their four. The Tauschers have their four. Boomer, Becca, and I, and Eric and Green Bay can come up, and that'll be our four, and we'll all do a time trial whitewater rafting and see who comes out on top.
The 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch starts with my 6-player power rankings for the rookie class impact in 2026. That starts in 2 minutes. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.